Remodeling a bathroom or 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource. With a great selection of kitchen and bath products, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
At Menards, you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales, too. Now, during our Oktoberfest sale, you'll find great deals on top brands, including Mastercraft interior and exterior doors. A six-panel steel exterior door features a fully insulated core and composite no-rot sill. It's Energy Star rated, and on sale, only $139. From entry to interior doors, you're sure to find the perfect doors for your home. Now, during Menards Oktoberfest sale.
Save big money at Menards.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
The spring of Audi sales event has started at Audi Hoffman Estates on Gulf Road. There's special financing, additional incentives, and Audi will make your first lease or finance payment on most 2015 Audi models. Visit Audi Hoffman Estates for details. Nobody does it better than Audi Hoffman Estates. Nobody.
And breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Scoreboard Update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a Scoreboard Update. We're live at Wrigley Field this afternoon, where they move to the third inning now. Cubs and the Pirates scoreless. John Lester and Garrett Cole, the mound opponents. Lester has retired all 6 batters that he has faced so far. The Cubs had a threat in the second, 2 on with 1 out, but David Ross grounded out and then Lester struck out. So we move to the third inning, Cubs and Pirates scoreless, and the Cubs, with a win here this afternoon, clinch a playoff spot. The White Sox and the Yankees at New York tonight, Rodon against Sabathia. The White Sox elimination magic number is down to 2. Lots of pro football news. The Bears say that Jay Cutler and Alshon Jeffrey both out of Sunday's game at Seattle due to injury. Meanwhile, in spite of a nagging hamstring injury, it looks like Philadelphia running back DeMarco Murray will play Sunday against the New York Jets, and the New Orleans Saints have ruled out quarterback Drew Brees against Carolina with a rotator cuff injury. It's the first time he has missed a start. In golf at the Tour Championship down in Atlanta, Henrik Stenson continues to be the leader. He's at 8 under par, 1 under 4 the day. That's good for a 2-shot lead over Paul Casey. Zach Johnson is 3 off the pace. Rory McIlroy in a tie for 4th place. He is 5 shots back. Tag Heuer invites you to follow 10 Chicago area runners on their journey to compete in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Log on to cbschicago.com/marathon for more information. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Seattle game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, also 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Everybody I know here is dead.
Steve Stone.
Grilled pork chop sandwich, and it's sure to be an inside the pork home run.
Did you take your medicine today or not?
No, I'm fresh out.
Chicago White Sox television analyst.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Want to go with me?
No. Cy Young Award winner.
I really had no talent whatsoever at most anything, except I could play a little baseball.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Of course, they didn't have Asian pitchers back in those days here, but they had guys with some unusual motions.
They had them, but they were in Japan.
Yeah. Steve Stone.
And that was Ralph Garr. That was the one fly ball he caught that year.
That's cold.
Steve Stone with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Steve Stone is brought to you by Schneider Trucking. Schneider hiring truck drivers now at SchneiderJobs.com.
Want to follow Steve on Twitter? You can, at Steve Stone. You want to hear him? He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hello, Steve.
Hello. I am overlooking Yankee Stadium. Decided that that Manhattan at this point, with anywhere from 80 to 120,000 people in Central Park, would be a little bit too congested to come out to the park later, because quite obviously the city is very much a Twitter, so to speak, with the Pope in town, and it's been absolutely unbelievable, the crowd, the security, and everything that goes with it.
No, that's for you. That's because you're in town. It's completely coincidental.
They got to keep people away from you, Steve.
Yeah, the Pope is here. That's you're going crazy because you're there.
I think the Pope's a Sox fan.
Well, is he running on the field?
Yes.
It's been something, and then they had, obviously, they had the service and the memoriam for Yogi Berra here, and our flags are at half-mast here at the ballpark. It's again, it's been a very strange time to be in New York.
What was your interaction like with Yogi Berra, if you ever had any?
I had a couple of times when he was a coach, and just said hello and really didn't interact with him all that much. And one of the strange things is that coming to the ballpark, I was here when Thurman Munson was killed. We were the first team that came in, and we played that first game back at Yankee Stadium. And then being here for the first game the Yankees played with Yogi having passed away, it was an interesting dichotomy. And I think the fans were fairly reserved. They did applaud when they put the eight right behind home plate. And, you know, they certainly showed their respect and the love of Yogi. But the night that we played and they did type of remembrance for Thurman Munson was unbelievable here. I mean, the cheering and yelling went on for 15 minutes. They couldn't start the game. And Bob Shepard at the time finally said, play ball, and they took the field with eight players and no catcher. And it just absolutely sent chills up my spine. It was one of those things that you remember always. But I think because of the suddenness of it, that particular evening was, for one reason or another, a little bit more electrifying, I guess, than last night's ceremony.
Well, the fact that he won 10 World Series championships and was part of the team, Steve, in this day and age, I think Jeter has five and he's retired, and most of them are gone. That is so almost impossible to do these days, because the game doesn't seem to work that way anymore.
No, and he won four in a row. I don't think that will ever happen. I don't think that particular run will ever happen. I'm not sure if a guy will spend that much time with a team again. Mm-hmm. You know, he was his performances, when you take a look at him, you know, as a manager, as a coach, and as a player, he was in 21 World Series. 21. Okay. That's almost inconceivable, the fact that he had 10 rings, and they showed in the newspapers, they showed all the pictures of him. And more than that, being a guy who was off the coast of Normandy in a rocket boat at the time, I mean, you found it, and I read just about everything that I could possibly read about him, and I found things that I really had no idea that he was involved with. It really humanized him, where, you know, you had a tendency to view Yogi, if you didn't play against him in that era, and you had a tendency to almost view him as a caricature. And you realize really what a great human being he was. And they talked about the golf tournament that he had, which benefited a lot of handicapped kids. And Yogi would spend all day there, riding around in golf carts, going from foursome to foursome, taking these kids with him and introducing them to everyone, and he did that each and every year. He was a remarkable man, and a lot of the things that came out about him I didn't know, and it was really wonderful to read that there was this great life behind
this bigger-than-life
bigger-than-life legend of a player.
You mentioned the 10 World Series, or the 10 in a row, you said, or 10 champions.
10 championships.
Championships.
Yes. It's got 10 rings.
And something that's been discussed, we've talked about a lot, is looking at the path to that World Series in modern times now. Now in the expansion of the expansion of the expansion, where it used to be you won the pennant and you were in the World Series. To some degree, this idea of going back to a divisionless format is being looked at again by some really smart people. You know, Len Casper has talked about it. We know Theo Epstein has floated the idea of having